This minute from Elgin's History is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of May 27th, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. The Great White Way in Chicago will have competition in Elgin. Plans are for the installation of 50 decorative boulevard lights. The way will run from Raymond to Bridge Street and from National to Prairie. The city and the watch company will share cost of the installation estimated at $5,000. Operational cost of $1,000 annually will be paid by the city. An appeal to businesses to fund the gala July 4th celebration in Elgin is expected to cover the slightly greater than $4,000 cost of the celebration. A feature of the sports action is baseball between the American Legion and the National Bloomer Girls. The girls' team was in competition with many semi-professional teams across the nation. A list of interesting and amusing sporting contests is being touted. Cash prizes will be awarded for many of the contests. Four East Aurora High School students were killed when they were struck by the Q train as it struck the auto that they were riding in that had become stuck on the tracks. All were killed instantly. The group was returning from a high school dance. Three boys and a girl died, and two others, a boy and a girl, were injured. The incident occurred on the Wood Street crossing. A runaway auto scattered pedestrians near the Ackerman store. Mrs. Eugene Adelstein stopped the car on the curbside on Milwaukee Street and entered the Ackerman store. Shortly thereafter, the car started back down the hill and turned onto the curbing, tipping on its side. Mrs. Eggleston insisted the car's brake was engaged when she left. The auto sustained a broken axle. Those were the headline news stories of Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum, 360 Park Street, Elgin.